Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. Enjoy the conversation. It's only just a matter of welcome to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. So glad to have you with us today. What an amazing week it's been. Well, I'm so glad that you're listening because I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and heighten your awareness of His presence in your life. Well, we have an important show for you today, just really celebrating this Holy Week as we walk through remembering Jesus, remembering the cross, remembering what He did for us and why He did it. My guest today is in studio, my friend. He's a singer, songwriter, worship leader, Pastor Mark Ellen Schoomeisters. We've got him in studio. We're going to take some calls, some song requests from you, but he's got some brand new songs he's going to share with us as well. This will be a slightly different show in that a few times I'm going to step away from the mic and turn on Facebook Live so we can capture some video of him playing live in the studio. But hey, it's going to be a great time. I don't want to waste another moment. Let me tell you about him. We'll get him on the show. You know the drill. You know the phone. Let me give you the number, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. You can call or text with some song requests. We're just praying that this will be a time of worship, of entering into God's presence, some great dialogue about the faithfulness of God. So here we go. Let me tell you about my guest, and we'll get him on the show. Spend 5 minutes with Mark, and you'll discover what makes him truly tick. His family, his investment in the local church, and his desire to see those he partners with become everything God designed them to be. I know this guy, and this is absolutely true about him. He is a local church leader. He's anchored and invested in the community and the people at Emmanuel Christian Center, championing songs and leaders to be an encouragement to the local church. He is a forward-leaning, out-of-the-box thinking idea guy who loves to champion others and is passionate about the processes of unearthing new things and bringing out the best in others. As a songwriter and a worship leader and an influencer, he's one who's committed to playing his part in leading the church into the future, a place where everyone embraces their God-given role of significance. He's co-written songs like In the River, sung by Jesus Culture, I Stand in Awe on Chris Tomlin's album, Miracle or Not, sung by Elisa Turner, Lighthouse by Brandon Heath, Fresh Outpouring by Kim Walker-Smith of Jesus Culture, just to name a few. And he's currently releasing a brand new song every single week. He serves as a lead worship pastor at Emmanuel Christian Center. It's a multicultural, multi-generational, multi-campus church in the Twin Cities area, and he loves to championship the worship movement there at Emmanuel. And they have albums under the brand of Emmanuel Live. Pastor Mark, it's so good to have you in studio. God bless you.
Thanks, Susie. It's great to be with you today.
Getting the band back together. That's what
yes,
it feels
let's do
like.
It.
Yes, I love the promise. We had him in almost every month and just spent time worshiping, and I know it was one of your favorite times as well.
Yeah.
Before we hear some music, I know you love God's Word. You always are carrying your Bible with you. What verse have you been thinking about these days that you can share with us?
This week, I have been stuck in the book of Mark, chapter 8. Where Jesus says, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross, and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will save it. And it's just, I'm just struck as we think about the cross this week and what those words meant, him saying them before the cross, saying, you have to take up your cross, as he was about to get ready to carry his cross. And I think there's so much in my life, I'm getting old enough now to realize I can be good at the wrong thing. And my desire in life is, Lord, don't let me become good at the wrong thing, but to be good at the right things, that I wouldn't chase everything and end up with nothing in the way that I live, in the way that I steward the gifts and the talent and the time and even the moments that I have with my family and those that I have an opportunity to invest in, that nothing would be insignificant, but I wouldn't get caught up in chasing the wrong thing, which is so important in our world today when everybody's in this space of Instagram everything. You know, it's all about the public spectacle, and I just want to be one of those that says, forget about that and just pursue the private heart of God in the secret place.
And you do that. You do that. And it's amazing to me, knowing you for years now, how, you know, especially when you're an upfront person and you are on the platform, seeing you fight against that over and over again, going, not that you fight against your calling, but you fight to keep the sacred space a sacred space where it's really about you as a son of the Most High God, where you get with him as a son first. So you are an actual literal son. You're a husband. You're a father. You are a worship leader. You are a contracted singer-songwriter for many major artists. But I see you over and over again going, but I'm not those things. Mm-hmm. I'm someone God loves. And first and foremost, I'm going to be His. And how has that even affected how it plays out in the rest of your calling?
That's a great question. I think for me, what I've discovered is 10 years ago, I would have answered the question very differently. 10 years ago, I would have been swept away by whatever the newest, latest thing that happens. Now it just means it's just a facet of life. It doesn't define who I am. I'm not defined by the things that I do or what I accomplish. I'm defined by who God says I am, which means that priority is keeping priority, which means that you just have to continually fight against the urge that you feel like you have to validate or prove yourself to anyone.
Amen.
That you have to justify what you're doing not in a legalistic sense, but in the sense of saying, I don't have to answer to those that sit on the sidelines and watch. I answer to one and only one. And that my life would live to give recognition to that when I stand before Him one day, He says, I'm proud of the way that you lived. Because there's only one person I'll stand before, and it's not the people that follow me on social media. I'm going to stand before my Maker, and I want my life to have matched up to the potential that He spoke into me and saw in me.
And, you know, we're not built for the praises and the critiques of man. We're not built to sustain that, to play to our critics, to play to those who, you know, one minute they've got you on the pedestal, the next minute they'll knock you down, and Jesus knows that full well. You know, you think about those who sung His praises and then yelled the same, out of that same mouth, crucify Him. I've noticed as I've gotten older as well, that doing the same thing, as I seek to live for an audience of one, my Sabbath heart is more at rest more often. Do you know what I'm saying? Where I'm more comfortable in my own skin, because it's all relative. I mean, there's always somebody more successful, less successful. I'm not getting into that rat race, but as I just fill my space and run my race and pursue the audience of one, my heart's at rest and I feel free to just be me and do me and let God work out the outcome. And
I
wish we could all live that way, really, because it would solve a lot of problems, you know?
It would.
Yeah. So what's your first song you want to sing for us today?
I'm going to share a song. It's a new song called Beyond the Shore. It's a song I've been writing over the last few years, and it really, it's a song that talks about navigating the nuance of kind of the already and the not yet, living in the space of we stand on the shore, but there's often times that the Lord calls us to venture out into the open waters where we have not yet been, where we don't yet understand what exactly is on the other side of that. And sometimes those leaps of faith are scary because we like to shrink back to what we know and what we can control. And so this song is really my prayer that says, Lord, I know you're calling me deeper. And so I know for me, sometimes that deeper means stepping into something that's the unknown around the corner. And sometimes that stepping in faith means staying put, even though you want to chase something else. You know, sometimes that's as big of a step of faith as it is to pack up and leave everything that you know. And so it's really being sensitive to that whisper of the Lord that says, okay, when you whisper, when you call, that's the response that I give, is that you're calling me out beyond the shore where I stand today.
Beautiful. I'm going to let you get set up. And friends, this is where it's going to be funky and a little tricky, but hang with me. So I'm going to go on Facebook Live, and you may hear my voice in the background as we get Mark set up. So let's see if I'm coordinated enough to manage this.
There's a yearning, a stirring, a groaning inside my bones, a feeling and urging that I cannot ignore. Which way am I to go? Which path is leading home? I'm trapped between the present and the unknown. You're calling me deeper, taking me further, you're calling me out beyond the shore, out in the open, to sail on the ocean, you're calling me out beyond the shore, you're calling me to more. But standing here on the shoreline, a possibility is the place of decision to stay or take a leave. choose to hug the shore or venture out for more. Trapped between the present and the unknown. You're calling me deeper. You're taking me further. You're calling me out beyond the shore. Out in the open to sail on the ocean. Calling me out beyond the shore. You're calling me out to more. Beyond the shore, you're calling me to more.
That was beautiful. We're going to pause. Susie Larson here. This is Middays. We've got Mark Allen Schoolmeesters in studio. We're going to pause. More great worship music when we return. Beautiful song is from Emmanuel Live, and we've got Pastor Mark Allen Schoolmeesters, who is really the founder of that label, so to speak, that band from Emmanuel Christian Center. He's a singer, songwriter. He's a dear brother in Christ. We've got him in studio just for this Holy Week. We wanted to pause. We wanted to worship. We just want to spend time in God's presence, and I hope you're blessed by this. Mark, the next song, you're such a prolific songwriter. Tell us about Burn All the Way, but before you do that, friends, I want you to know we're doing something a little bit different here. We're doing some of these songs on Facebook Live. So you'll hear me transitioning over, turning on Facebook Live. You may hear me in the background popping that on. So that way people can enjoy this, see Mark playing, hear him singing, and then others can see it later. So hang with me about that, because this is kind of, we're juggling a few things, but we're just trying it out. So, all right, what about Burn All the Way?
Well, I know for me, Susie, I've been a Christian for a lot of my life, most of my life, and I can go through those seasons where my heart can grow cold. And this song is really, it's kind of my prayer that says, Lord, I don't want my heart to grow cold. Often I think I live in the space where I want a transformation to happen to me, like an event, and Jesus is waiting to do a transformation inside of me. And so really it's a song that it would encourage you that no matter where you're at in your journey, it only requires us bringing the embers of our heart, no matter how burnt out or worn out we feel, and just saying, Lord, here it is. I'll bring the embers and you bring the flame. And it's at that place that the soil of our soul that maybe has dried up and turned into cracked ground, he can actually turn it back into fertile soil once again, where it can be a place that produces life and health and wholeness. So it's just a prayer that says, Lord, bring to life the things that have gone dormant. This lifeless state, holy fire inside of me, fire, renew me today. Holy fire, come set me ablaze. I'll bring the embers.
set the fire and I'll bring the coal, fanning this flame till it bursts into glow. Holy fire, burn. Holy fire, burn. 'Cause I'm fragile at the brink of death, longing to feel life again, to see the cracks inside my soul turn back into fertile soil. Fire, renew me today. Holy fire, come set me ablaze. I'll bring the embers, if you bring the flame, set my heart to burn once again. You set the fire and I'll bring the coal, fanning this flame till it bursts into glow. Holy fire, burn. Holy fire, burn. Burn wild, burn free, burn my dignity, burn wild, burn free. Holy fire, come burn all the way.
The next song is a song called Parallel the Cross. And as we approach Easter week, this weekend, the cross is that place that all history leading up to it and all history after that hinges on that moment. The cross is, it is the pinnacle. It is the epicenter of life and the hope that we have. And yet in our world today, we have so many things that we prop up and we try to equal to or parallel the cross. And the truth is that nothing and no one will parallel the cross of Jesus Christ. There's so many things in my life that fight for that place. But it's my desire, it's my prayer for each person who's listening today, that we would choose to lay down, kind of like that passage I read at the beginning, that we would lay everything down before the foot of the cross, and that nothing and no one would rival or compete or parallel the cross of Jesus Christ.
At the foot of the cross, I will lay my trophies down. I surrender my success, and here I stand alone. And I will not stand side by side with Jesus. Nothing will parallel the cross, and everything this world can offer, I count it all. At the foot of the cross, at the foot of the cross, I will kneel my heart in awe. I come with open hands and bring no merit of my own. And I will not stand side by side with Jesus. Nothing will parallel the cross, and everything this world can offer, I count it all as loss at the foot of the cross. So I cling to those blood-stained timbers then my Jesus hung upon, to save the wretched sinner and the self-righteous one. You are the righteous Holy One, and I will not stand side by side with Jesus. the cross. Let nothing you know parallel the cross.
Absolutely beautiful. Susie Larson here. This is Middays, and as Mark makes his way back to his spot here in studio, we're kind of navigating a few things. You know, what this song made me think of is, you know, just with all the social media, all the comparison, all of that, I've been doing this thing every morning. I slip out on my knees every morning. I've done that for years. But I've been praying this prayer, and if you want it, I'll email it to you. But this is what I've been praying is, I'm second, you are first, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I am second, you are first. Your will, your way, for your glory. I am second, you are first. You're writing my story for your glory, so I submit to your rule and reign in my life. Outcomes are in your hands. Mine is to delight in you, and yours is to establish me. I got to tell you, Mark, just fixing my eyes like that, going, I'm not looking to the left or right, just does not matter, because I think comparison, we lose steam, we lose strength, we lose heart. But when we fix our eyes and we just say, I'm second and you're first, and that's how it's going to be, then you find all the strength that you need. And I think that's the place where you dare to dream. Do the impossible in and through me. I don't have to be someone else. I don't have to be what everybody else thinks. But I am second and you are first, and you are a miracle working God. I mean, what would happen in the church if we could really get that kind of laser focus on the race set before us?
I think the world would turn upside down in a beautiful way, because we all live looking at everybody else and comparing ourselves to everybody else, like you said, and ultimately our responsibility. We're not called. I'm not called to your race, and I'm not called to what God has placed in front of you. So I'm not responsible for your calling. I'm responsible for what God has called me to. And if we would live in that space, we would experience the life that Jesus has promised for each of us.
Amen. We're going to pause here, take a break. Susie Larson, as I said, it's Middays. I've got Pastor Mark Allen Schoolmeister's prolific singer-songwriter. We're worshiping, just pausing this Holy Week and remembering the goodness of our God. If you've got a song request, text it in or call it in, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. If you love that music, check out Emmanuel Live. In studio, I have Mark Allen Schoolmeister's. We're playing live music, and we're actually putting it on Facebook Live, and we're navigating a number of things, but it sure is amazing. Okay, we've got a few requests coming in, people who know you. We've got God Will Make a Way, that's coming, Holy, 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 and this dear soul texts in, Mark Allen, I want all of me, which is okay, that's an amazing song as well. I'm going to actually let you pick which of these requests you want to do, and then we'll go into some more of your written songs. Which would you like to do? All of Me, God Will Make a Way, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Let's do the God Will Make a Way. That's an old one that I grew up singing. That song has not crossed my mind in years, and I think it's a special reminder for anybody who's walking through kind of a dark valley season.
You need a Red Sea moment. It's going to take all my restraint not to sing along. Let's listen in.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way, he will make a way. And God will make a way where there seems to be no ways. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Beautiful. You said that really ties into your song, Miracle or Not. And maybe set that one up and let's hear that one.
For anybody who has walked through any bit of physical ailment, trial, or relational, doesn't matter what the area of, we sometimes will tie, I've learned that I have tied God's view of me to the result or the outcome that could come out of that,
so
the prayer or the request. And Miracle or Not is really a very gut-wrenching, heart-wrenching plea. I wrote it with and for, wrote it for an artist friend who sings it on the first version that's released, named Lisa Turner. And Lisa has really battled Lyme's disease really, really severely, and a number of things that she's gone through in her journey. And sitting in that room was reminded of some of the brokenness in my own story. And so it's really a song that is the cry of hope in the middle of the valley. And sometimes it can feel hard to sing a hopeful song in the valley that doesn't feel forced or trite, that you feel like you're singing, but you want to sing in faith and belief that you know God can break through and that you know what God said in His Word and His promises are still true. But that doesn't mean that you always experience the moment of breakthrough miracle every single moment of the journey. And so this is a song that just says, God, I know that You still love me, whether the miracle comes or not.
And how long will I have to hear the stories of how You are able? How long will I have to celebrate the miracle that's not my own? How long will I lift my voice again to sing that You are always good when I'm feeling all this distance that I thought I never would? How long? As long as it takes my heart to find its song, as long as it takes to know I'm still not alone, and at the end of the day I'll stand right here and say I know that You love me, miracle or not. And how long will I give myself before I give up waiting? How long will I have to hide behind this smile that says that I'm okay? How long will I lift my voice again to sing that You are always good when I'm feeling all this distance that I thought I never would? But as long as it takes for my heart to find its song, as long as it takes to know I'm still not alone, and at the end of the day I'll stand right here and say I know that You love me, miracle or not. And I will sing it till my broken heart believes it. I'll declare it till I smell the smoke of faith. With my hands held high scream it in the darkness till hope is finally louder than the ache. As long as it takes for my heart to find its song, as long as it takes to know hope is never gone, and at the end of the day I'll stand right here and say I know You love me. I know that You love me, Lord. I know that You love me. Miracle, miracle or not, miracle or not.
Hope you heard what he said there, how often we attach God's view of us to a desired outcome. And Mark, that's really moving into a whole new place of intimacy and maturity and trust when He doesn't give us what we want or the outcome is, you know, because the enemy will go right after that thing. And, you know, maybe it's an endeavor, maybe it's a project and it was a fail. And you start to feel like a have-not, a substandard, you know, you're not one of His favorites kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And boy, that can wreck us. And we can start to make all kinds of self-sabotaging decisions, but our faith is so precious to him in those fiery places. What a beautiful song. And wondering if you're okay to sing Holy, Holy, Holy. They said any version will do. And if you want to text in a request, 877-933-2484. Mark Allen, Schoolmeisters in studio. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Having just a time of worship, just pausing this Holy Week, singing, reflecting on the goodness of our God and all that he did. I mean, we need to pause in the wonder of what Jesus did. You know, at this point when he's getting ready to go to the cross, who for the joy set before him, he endured it. We were the joy set before him. Mark, you've got a song titled Death Killed by Grace, and love you to set that one up before you sing it.
We're living in the space where that day, we talked about it a little bit earlier, is one of the most significant. And it is really my prayer that, isn't it interesting that the most violent thing on this world, death, and all of the power of hell was silenced and shut up by a simple act of grace where Jesus chose to lay down his life. And we try and polish it up so many different ways, but it doesn't change the truth that Jesus is who he says he was. And the hope that we possess is tethered forever and always to the cross of Jesus Christ.
I have heard it told 100 ways how you laid your life down for my sake. Every way it's told, it still has weight. This act of love, the gift you gave on the day that death was killed by grace. All the world had stood and watched and waited to see if you would hesitate. But you took on sin, let God forsake when you hung cross that day, on the day that death was killed by grace. It's grace, grace, amazing grace that saves my soul and it makes me whole. It's grace, grace, my sinful verdict seals my fate, that I do not deserve your grace. But you took my shame to that grave, and you rose to prove you overcame on the day that that death was killed by grace. It's grace, grace, amazing grace that saves my soul and it makes me whole. It's grace. Just one name as I live to honor all my days. The day that death was killed by grace.
I think that may be one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard.
Wow, thank you.
Wow, Mark. We need to pause here. We've got a number of requests that have come in. We're going to pause. More music with Mark Allen Schoolmeesters. Isn't it just good to pause in God's presence and let the just worship songs just wash over you? What Jesus has done for us, we cannot fathom, but let's just seek to apprehend it. More with Mark Allen Schoolmeesters when we return. Well done, my producer, Kim. That was one of the songs requested, All of Me. That's off of the Emmanuel Live album. Susie Larson here. This is Middays. I've got my friend, pastor, worship singer, songer, writer, Mark Allen Schoolmeesters in studio with his guitar. And we've actually popped up a few of his songs on Facebook Live. It's been really just an amazing time to pause this Holy Week in God's presence. And Mark is just a prolific songwriter and just been singing to us. And we've been just sitting with the Lord. It's been really great. And requests have been coming in. We've got a couple minutes left. You want to try to text a song or two, 877-933-2484. A couple of the requests that came in, Be Thou My Vision. But then also you've got some fans who said, I want the Habakkuk 3 song. I didn't know what that was. And you said those are some old fans because it's since been named something else.
Yeah, it's called There Is No Higher Name. It's not even been released. We've just sung it at church a few times. And it's a very, very, it's a very special and significant song to me. It's it comes basically straight out of Habakkuk 3.
Okay.
So if you want to read Habakkuk 3, but it paints a picture of how creation really falls down and bows before the Lord. And it's a picture of, I believe, not only what happened in that moment, but it's a prophetic picture of what I think it's going to look like one day when every knee will bow and tongue will confess that Jesus
and
is Lord.
And as Mark gets ready to sing that, we do have to give a shout out to the Emmanuel Leadership Academy.
Yeah.
All tuning in right now.
It's amazing.
Yes.
I love them.
All right.
The ancient mountains crumble, the age-old hills collapse. Your presence fills the temple with your glory, your glory. Singing filled with glory. and forever will be. You're the King of all kings and forever will be. Every nation bows down, joining with heaven's sound, singing hallelujah, you are holy.
Beautiful. I pray this is blessing you as much as it's blessing me. Just enjoying a time of worship this Holy Week. And we're going to play one recorded song. Set up this I Stand in Awe of You, which is so amazing to me, Mark, is that Nicole Serrano is someone you introduced me to years ago. So years ago, she would be in studio with us once a month as well, playing on her guitar. And then she moved to Nashville. And I told you this, but one morning I was just have a little Spotify, you know, playlist that kind of has a life of its own. And one day this song came on. And I literally just, my knees buckled, and I thought, who is this? And I noticed it was on a Chris Tomlin album, so then I look up, and it's Nicole, and I'm like, Oh my goodness. So I posted on Facebook, and then Jill, your wife's like, oh, and Mark wrote the song. And I'm like, Wow, of course you did. And one of the things about you, you remind me of Stephen Curtis Chapman in that he's also a prolific songwriter, and none of his songs sound the same. None of your songs sound the same. Mm. That is, to me, a sign of a true songwriter.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen Curtis is my lifetime hero. So
yeah, absolutely amazing. Tell me about this song, I Stand in Awe of You.
The song itself is about what it means to really pause. It's really about that secret place that we were talking about at the beginning. And this song, for me, is really significant and special just because it started with me at a piano by myself. And to see what God did, it's almost like a reminder of God just saying, see, when you just stay faithful to what I put in front of you and you stay faithful where I have you and you don't strive and you give me the credit, I'm going to do something with it. And so for me, that Chris recorded it and that Nicole got to sing it meant that all these things, it was like the Lord just way of tying a bow on it for me. So it's a song that just says, Lord, when I consider what you've done, my only response, it's undeserved, it's unmerited, but I just choose to stand in awe. And our language fails and pales to really articulate the depth and the breadth of what Jesus has done for us. But hopefully this song, it's just a simple heart cry that started with a boy at a piano in the back room of a summer camp a few years ago. And the Lord is now using it hopefully to draw even the listeners today into that holy sacred moment of encounter with Jesus.
If you're even able to pull off and just listen, we'll get most of the song before the top of the hour. Let's listen in.
Oh.
When I consider what you have made, the mighty oceans, the fiery stars, the fields and forests, give you praise, my Lord, my God.
Thanks for this day.
You're welcome.
Sacred
it's
and beautiful. Pray that you've been encouraged. We'll meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this Middays with Susie Larson podcast. These conversations are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. To avoid missing future editions of the show, subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of Middays with Susie Larson.